The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
The message is entitled, Restoration, an Approaching Spiritual Phenomenon. I want to begin in the message on the restoration to the church of this end time in a great prophetic utterance from one of the great apostles of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was the Apostle Peter, begin in Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 19 through 21. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until. Now I want you to note that word until. That's a preposition. Until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. There's two great truths this message I want to set forth today is this. Number one is there's going to be a restoration of the church, or a restoration to the church of all things that has been lost out of the end time church that was so abundant in the lives of the members of the early church of our Lord, as recorded in the book of Acts, chapters 1 through chapters 15. And then the other truth is, answering the question, when will Jesus come? Well, the Bible answers it right here in Acts 3 and verse 20 and 21. And he, that means God the Father, shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive. Jesus is going to stay in heaven until. Jesus is not coming back to this earth until there's a restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, the Lord didn't just start this revelation here in Acts the 3rd chapter at the mouth of the Apostle Peter and by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. See, the Lord's been telling the church all through the Word of God, beginning with the prophets, that Jesus Christ was going to come. And he would come in his first advent, and there'd be an early reign of Pentecostal power that would come, that would be subsequent to his great appearing in his first advent. And then they prophesied there would be a latter reign. That's also in the works of the prophets of God in the Old Testament. There would be a latter reign, and Jesus would appear at the end of the outpouring of Pentecostal power in the latter reign in the end time church age. Well, these great phenomenons have not occurred. The first one has. Jesus came in his first advent. And we know the biography of the early church. We know the characterization of that early church with its great holiness, with its real love, with its divine faith, with its divine unity, with its great power through the gifts of the Holy Ghost. A church that was possessed of the fear of God, and a church that had among its members a lifestyle of fasting and real prayer that was consistent with a holy life filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And there was a church in the early reign of Pentecostal power that had prophets in the church, but in this generation, a prophet is rejected, maligned, and persecuted. And the church of today says, oh, God don't have them kind of fellows around anymore. That was for way back yonder. Well, if there's a generation ever needed a prophet or prophets of God, it is this end time Laodicean church that we're living among. My God, the Lord don't send prophets to the world. The Lord sends prophets to the church. But the church won't wake up and believe what God has said. They want to reject it, and they think in rejecting God's word, they're going to bring divine favor down upon them, but they're not. In rejecting God's word and God's revelation of the Holy Ghost, they're going to bring down judgment upon their unbelieving heads and necks. And they're going to lead the church out into a darkness and into judgments that they're going to be blinded to. And they're going to be more fierce and more terrible upon them, because there's a chastening coming upon the end time church that God is going to send to chasten the church back to His holiness, that they'll be partakers of His holiness and not this old kind of holiness that the church is teaching here in this end time. Now the prophet spoke of this great restoration. And that prophet mainly was Joel. Now I know there's other prophets that spoke, but I want to get into the prophecy of Joel, the great prophet, because two chapters of his little prophecy of three chapters, one of the minor prophets, so-called, of the New Testament, two of those three chapters were on the condition of the church of today and the promise of God's restoration. I want to give you this briefly to begin with, and we'll return to it later. Joel 2:25. Now the Apostle Peter said, all the prophets have spoken since the world began of this restoration to the church in the end time, before Jesus would return back to this troubled earth that we're living in. Joel 2:25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And I'll tell you today, God's people, to get out here and claim that we have divine favor, and then we try to compare ourselves with the early church that we read about in the book of the Gospels of Jesus Christ, and particularly the book of Acts. Well, we call it the Acts of the Apostles, but it's really not. It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost through holy men and women of God in the early church. And in the book of Acts, we read about a church that was possessed with a divine unity, with power, with holiness, the fear of God that we've never seen manifested in the church of Jesus Christ in this end time generation. Most folks, when you begin to talk about the old-fashioned types of services we had back in the 30s when the church was persecuted, whenever you got saved, you knew it was going to cost you something. It's going to cost you the world. And it was going to cost you some persecution. But now, the preachers have cut off prophets. There used to be prophets in the church back in the 30s, like there was the early church. But now, oh, we don't need any prophets. We've got these little soothsaying, smooth-talking, honey-lipped preachers drooling with sweetness that we don't need anybody to come in here and disturb our tranquility anymore. Don't you know the Lord's coming? And we're all going to be caught away real soon. No, you're not going to be caught away real soon. No such a thing. You're going to be right here to endure a few things. And God's going to chasten the church back to His holiness. Now, you know the New Testament, if this is consistent with divine revelation totally. In the 12th chapter of Hebrews, we're getting in verse 5, the apostle through the Holy Ghost said, you've forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Indeed, he didn't tap you on your hand like most of us little delicate parents do today. Naughty, naughty, naughty. And a little rascal becomes a varmint instead of a delinquent. That's what's wrong today. But the Bible said if God loves you, he'll chasten you, and he'll scourge you. That means he'll take off some of the hide when he gives you a whipping. He gets some skin with it. Scourging, that's exactly what scourging means. It'll make bruises, It'll make cuts, it'll make lacerations on your body, and you'll take some skin with it, and it'll, that's what does you good.